I want to talk about how weird we are as the show, and maybe you're weird too. You can kind of just answer these questions along, and you can tweet us too, Joe and Alex Show, and let us know if this is you. Weird things we do, but we don't talk about. Let's see here. Do you guys, when you sit down to eat in front of the TV, do you ever delay eating until you found something good to watch on TV?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, like how will you, like, will your food get cold? You'll wait that long?
Yes. You're right. Part of eating in front of the TV is getting settled in into watching something epic. It like makes it better when you're eating something. I am such a fan of eating while I watch TV, like a meal.
Do you ever like to eat in bed? Like, I find myself like I'm eating like Taco Bell. I go home to producer Mike shaking his head.
Never.
For sure.
And I look at myself after I'm done. I'm like, you're filthy and disgusting.
Dude, I am the queen. Like, do you not remember, like a month ago, there was a ginormous breadcrumb that I found in my bra?
Yeah, how did you not notice that fell in there immediately?
I just didn't. I don't know. And then when it was brushing up against my chesticle, that is when I felt it. And I was like, wow, I go ham in bed, crumbing it up while I'm watching my favorite shows.
Quit crumbing everywhere.
Wipe me. I'm going to crumb.
Before you use the bathroom, do you guys ever check the shower curtain to make sure nobody's like in there spying on you or like ready to kill you?
I think that's a female thing more than a guy thing.
No, I do it all the time. Like if I'm sitting down, I walk in the bathroom, turn the light, curtain all the way open. I open it up all the way. Live the web girl, what are you doing?
After we watched it, I literally showered. I showered with the curtain open for 2.5 weeks.
Oh.
What?
Now you got a bunch of mold and mildew developed all over your bathroom.
How did I get water everywhere?
I would just clean it up after, but I was way too scared that a murderer would get in while I was showering.
All right, this is something that I want you guys to continue to be honest and admit this kind of stuff, and you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Anybody here, do you ever smell your dirty underwear to see if you can wear it again?
No.
No.
Oh my, you guys are so quick, you're lying.
No.
What about
I don't know any girls that do that. I feel like that would be a guy thing if anybody, but a girl won't do
what
that.
What about socks?
I mean, not like, to be gross, but like girls know why we don't do that.
Oh, I know why girls do too.
Why are you wearing them again?
I don't always do it, but sometimes, especially back in the single days, and I had like, now, like, I'm living like a king because guess what? I have a washer and dryer inside of my house. Back in the day, like, I remember not too long ago having to, like, go from the third floor to the first floor, put in $1.25 to do a load of laundry.
Glad I've never had to do that.
Oh, well, must be nice. Princess Probs, but yeah.
Diva!
No kidding. But for most of the real people out there that have done that, it's just
that are still doing
that. Yeah, they're still doing that.
I know, that's true. That sucks.
You're like, wait a minute. I don't have any money. I don't have time. So you're just like, okay. Like, you don't want to wear dirty underwear, but you're like, okay.
That's disgusting.
Wait, are you saying, live the web girl, you're saying gross to this?
Oh, that is literally so gross.
Wow. I'm sorry. Your gross standards are kind of messed up. So I take that
with
a grain of salt.
Aren't you afraid of the TKO? Once you take that whiff, it's going to knock you.
No, it's not that. You know.
You don't know.
You don't know if your underwear is funky.
I'll wear the same bra for a week. That's
okay.
Different. Bras, but also I think like if you're a girl that sweats a lot, then like, yeah, you should probably wash your bras more often. I don't sweat at all. Even when I work out, which is like
you
never.
You don't work out.
That's like never. But when I do work out though, I really don't even sweat. Like I did Pure Barre for a while and then I got off of it and I wanted to get back into it this fall. But
have you ever, my final question for you guys, see how weird you might be if you'll admit to doing this or not. Have you ever not showered for several days just to see how bad you could smell?
No.
What's the longest you went without showering?
A weekend, like 2 days.
Yeah, probably.
Did you feel gross?
Probably like a day and a half for me.
I didn't shower this last weekend because I didn't do anything. I was like getting over being sick, so I just stayed home. So like, I didn't shower. I didn't even brush my hair.
I look like a pig pen kid. Yeah, when you're sick, that's the only time.
That's the only time it's acceptable? Okay, well, I'll admit it. Like some, and I don't know why I do it. It's almost like a check because sometimes you do like you lift your arm like you'll sniff your pit. But I like to.
I never do
it's,
that.
It's like, the, it's like that. Live the web girl
the web
is like
girl.
One of like
making the grossest
I know.
Faces
She's
every
like
time
so
you do that.
Bougie
that
over
smell,
here,
not
but I feel like but I feel like you're a stink.
Smells freak me out. I've gone
everything
a couple
freaks
days
you
not
out.
Showering, but like I'm not that like smelly.
Like I don't think you're dirty, but I could totally like picture you as the girl that's like cutting butt everywhere and doing stuff all the time. Okay, sometimes it's like that SNL character. I will take my hands and I'll put them under my armpits and I'll go
stop right now.
Why? Just to see if I need deodorant or not. Listen, I'm just being open and honest. I've got no shame in my game. That's what I do. That's how I do it.